Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and today is Thursday, September 24th. I'm Drew Doherty, and this morning after practice, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media and talked about a number of things, including Chester Pitts' injury.
Wiping the noise in today, but you got a home game. What's...
Well, you know what, Tim? I'm going to keep doing it. I think our team, because of a lot of young players, lacks communication in some critical times in games, and I think it's making us better. I think it's making us be louder on the field, talk more on the field. So I see myself doing this for a long, long time. And, you know, I think it's giving the players a little more confidence in what they're doing and handling a tough situation. So home or away, I think we'll keep doing it.
General manager Rick Smith was also at practice afterwards and expressed his regret at the loss of offensive guard Chester Pitts.
Well, you know, anytime you lose a guy who's been as integral to our offensive line as he has been, it's a significant loss. But I feel confident with our group and our depth, and I think we'll have some players step up and fill the gap.
Is it when you see this? Gary talked about him being in a contract year, and the business side of it. The fact he started all these games. Some thoughts when you have to put all that together.
Well, clearly it's bad timing from his perspective. The good part about that is that the surgery was a successful one in the sense that it's the right thing and the best thing for him long term. So, I think he's proven that he's got good DNA and good genes, and I'm pretty confident Chester's going to come out for this and have more productive football in his future.
Former Kansas City Chiefs safety Bernard Pollard was signed today to the Texans squad, and he says he's excited to be here and ready to contribute.
I just want to bring, you know, the intensity that I have, that I play with, and, you know, it's here already. You know, I've seen it in practice, and, I mean, like I just told the other guy, you know, this is insane. And, I mean, to see these guys go out here and practice like this, you know, they're going to bring a lot of wins this season. And, you know, like I want to do so much to contribute to this team, to help them win. And, you know, it's going to be a fun opportunity for me.
So you notice a difference in where you were before?
This is very different. You know, very different from Kansas City. You know, the intensity of the practices. And just, you know, it seemed like they let the players kind of take over. And, I mean, they do a great job of it. And, I mean, it's a young team, but, you got some veterans. So this is crazy to see the players stand up and, kind of go over practice.
So what is it like for you that every story that's out there today about you coming to Houston, somewhere in the story it says this is a guy who put Tom Brady out for the year?
You know what? You know, that's done and over with, man. Tom Brady is a football player just like we are. And,
Is that
where it's been with you? Well, yeah, it's done, man. You know, and I mean, I've talked, and we've kind of talked indirectly. So it's, you know, it's done and over with. We both, you know, we've said our piece, and I mean, he had no hard feelings. I have no hard feelings. It was not on purpose. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's a football player. He has a chance of getting hurt just like I got a chance of getting hurt. So, you know, it can happen to everybody. And like I told a lot of people, you know, during that game, you know, our quarterback got hurt too, but nobody said anything because it was Tom Brady. So, you know, nevertheless, football's football, and we're moving on.
So, at your best, what do you, for those that haven't seen you play, what do you bring to a team?
You know what, you know, I just bring, you know, just excitement. I just like to play with excitement. I like to, you know, I like to feed off my teammates, and hopefully they can feed off me. And I mean, just go out and play ball, you know, and I want to win. You know, last 2 years we won 6 games, and that's piss poor for an NFL team. And I mean, obviously, you know, me coming here, you know, this is me speaking, you know, I just got a better chance, you know, and I love the offense that they have and the offensive players that they have. I got a better chance, you know, to win. And so I shouldn't say I have a better chance, but, you know, me coming here, you know, it's going to be fun for me. You know, you see the guys around, and they love the game of football. And that's what I like when I walk in the locker room. You know, you see your teammates love playing football, and you see your coaches, their heart is in it. And, you know, I'm excited about it, and I'm happy for it, and I cannot wait to the first game.
That'll do it for the Texans Today podcast. We sure do appreciate you listening. Make sure you stay here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite ball club. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,